In the musical Waitress, we meet Jenna, a waitress and expert pie maker who dreams of a way out of her small town and rocky marriage. Pouring her heart into her pies, she crafts desserts that mirror her topsy-turvy life, such as the Key Lime to Happiness pie and Betrayed by My Eggs pie. When a baking contest in a nearby county and a satisfying encounter with someone new show Jenna a chance at a fresh start, she must find the courage to seize it. Brought to life by an all-female creative team, the Tony-nominated hit features original music and lyrics by seven-time Grammy nominee Sarah Bareilles. And it is a great pleasure because Waitress is now on stage at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday, June 16th. This morning, we welcome two members of the company. Christine Dwyer plays Jenna and Melody A. Betts plays Becky. We welcome the duo to the roundtable this morning. How are you both?
We're great.
Doing well. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, it's lovely to have you and lovely to have you back in the region. You don't need, though. If you want those, great. If you don't, you don't need them. You can just hear me. And I'm talking about the headphones for those of you at home who are wondering what I'm saying. Okay. So give me the lowdown, Christine, on how you got into this particular tour.
I was a big fan of the movie, so when I found out that it was becoming a musical, I really wanted to audition for it. And Dion Paulus, who is the director of our piece, yeah. I worked with in Finding Neverland, and so through that I kind of was able to get to know her and came in for this part a bunch of times and auditioned probably about 5 times and ended up finally getting this tour. So that's kind of my journey with it.
5 times.
Something like that, maybe even more.
Yeah. And is that just the nature of the business, or after a while does that just become wearying?
No, that is the nature of it. Sometimes you go in once and you get a job, and other times you go in over the course of many years and when the time is right, you'll get it. So it's just kind of the nature of being an actor. You never really know how things are going to go. So it's different for every single show.
Mm-hmm. And Melody, how did you come to the show?
I would have to say something similar, that it was my relationship with Dion Paulus that eventually led me onto the stage for this show. I worked with Dion starting in, I want to say, 2015 on a little show called Witness Uganda. She directed it. And then it ended up in New York at the Second Stage Theater, and we changed the name to Invisible Thread. But the entire time, Dion Paulus was the director on it. And then I did a little show called Jesus Christ Superstar Live on NBC with John Legend and Sarah Bareilles. And during the rehearsal process, Sarah said to me, "Why aren't you in Waitress?" And I said,
"And you said,
I
good question." Hey, let's talk about that.
So that kind of got the ball rolling as far as my journey here. She asked me to come in, and even still, I didn't get the show. But then I did a little thing called Extraordinary at the ART with Dion Paulus last fall. And she said to me, "You know, when a spot opens at Waitress, we would like to have you there." And so I started on Broadway as Nurse Norma this, I want to say, February, March.
Mm-hmm.
And then that role understudies Becky. And I went on once on Broadway.
They're like, "Cool, come out to the tour."
And yeah, and then they said, "Hey, so we need a Becky on tour. You ready?" I said, "Sure, yeah, let's go."
Wow. So, and then that's this past February. That's just, in other words, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Wow. So how long have you actually been on the tour?
A month, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you, how long have you been on?
I've been on this tour now for about 9 months.
Okay.
Coming up on 10 months.
Yeah.
I think.
And how's it going?
It's great. I mean, this is honestly my favorite show that I've ever been in.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's really special. It's really fun. It affects people. And it's you never see the last 3 bows of a show be women. Mm-hmm. And it is in our show because those are the 3 main characters. It's not a love story. It's not your typical musical. It's not a cookie cutter story. It's the relationship that you really care about are between the three waitresses, mm-hmm. and that's just really unique and really special.
So, please feel free to attack and correct what I'm about to say here. It just is my impression. But I have always found the show to be interesting because it was nominated for a lot. It didn't win as in any of the big prizes of the Tonys, and yet it continues to go on. Mm-hmm. And here's maybe because it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, it was
no
this...
attack coming. No
yeah.
attack.
No. Just meaning that there's so many shows that'll open, and then maybe they get love, maybe they don't get love, and then they just sort of go away. But this has been around for a really long time now on Broadway, and continues
three
obviously
years.
To be able to bring a tour along with it as well.
Well, it's...
and it just opened in London.
Yep, yep. Just opened in London. Yep. It's the only show. It was the same Tony season as Hamilton.
Right.
So that's why it didn't win anything.
Yeah,
because Hamilton
yeah.
won everything, and that's just what it is. So
right.
Sometimes there are shows like that just that's what it is, and
yes.
everyone knew that was going to happen.
Right.
Well, it happened to Wicked.
It happened to
uh-huh.
Wicked. Yeah. But you know, with Waitress, it's the only show that opened in that season that is still running, and that is because it's really good. And because it's unique and because people keep coming back to see it again. You know, I think in a different year, it would have won a lot
yeah.
more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sometimes those things happen and, you know, that's what it is. And Hamilton is kind of a groundbreaking show in the same way that this is. So
mm-hmm.
it just, you know, it kind of depends. The award shows are wonderful, but it doesn't necessarily mean that because something didn't win, that it's not just
successful.
As good as the thing that
mm-hmm.
did, just in a different way.
Did either of you have any friends who won this past week?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Allie Stroker won.
Oh. Oh, my God. Was she? Isn't
won
she great?
For Oklahoma. Yeah, she's awesome. I love her. I haven't seen Oklahoma yet because I've been on tour, but she's amazing. I'm really, really proud
yeah,
of her.
She was great then. She was great in Spring Awakening, too.
Yeah,
she was.
Amazing.
I saw her in that. Yeah.
And your friend, who did you have? Did you say?
Oh, well, I was just happy that, because I don't know Andre, but.
Oh, yeah, Andre Ward.
We've
yeah.
kind of like passed as, you know, ships in the night would. I was just really excited about his win.
I mean, we know a bunch of people
yeah,
in Hadestown, so like
yeah.
that won everything, so
yeah.
that's really cool. I'm trying to think of, I knew a lot of people who were nominated as well. Lily
yeah,
Coop,
I know a
Lily
lot of
Cooper
people
is a good friend
nominated.
Of mine, and she was nominated.
Jeremy Pope and
uh-huh.
Ephraim Sykes.
Right, yeah.
Well, they're very talented.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get that, that's obviously you're very talented. Let's talk a little bit about the show. You were, you opened last night, and it runs through Sunday at Proctor's Theater. And so you come to a new town, you do a week, and just what is that like to witness how different parts of the country, different audiences react to the show you're putting on?
Okay.
I'm going to go with you because it seems like you have a more fascinating answer. I'm sorry.
Just okay, and ask me the question again, please.
Okay.
I need to hear it again.
All right. So you put the show on, you go across the country. Now
yes.
you've only been there with a month, so you have a little less
mm-hmm.
with this. But you go on for a month, you sit down for a week. Is it fascinating to you to see how different audiences, different parts of the country react to the show?
Yes. It is fascinating. It's a lot of other things, too, that I don't know if I have the words to describe those just yet. I'll grab those as soon as they come. But what I think I've noticed the most is that people are empowered by it, and it's not just women who are empowered by the story. I love to come out of the stage door, and there are people of all genders and all races and all, you know, social backgrounds or whatever. And they are, they feel a certain strength when they leave the theater. What is fascinating though, I'll say this, is that we can hear usually the responses of the audience. And by the end of the show, usually a large majority of the audience is in tears with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating, because even if they aren't in a relationship or in a situation where they feel abused or they feel as though they must escape, there's something that still reaches them. There's something that they can still relate to. And in doing so, when Jenna finally says, okay, enough is enough, it kind of breaks the yoke, breaks the chains, breaks the whatever for everybody in the audience. Mm. No matter how it is that they're relating to this story, there's something that is being experienced, yeah. I guess, that says to everybody, hey, like, you don't have to live under somebody else's thumb. Mm. You don't. You have the power also, just like Jenna does and everybody else, you know, in the show who experiences some kind of breakthrough. You have that power, too, to break through whatever your circumstances are. And that part, to me, that's the powerful part, because it makes people leave with something, knowing that things can be better for them as well, whatever their situation is. And yeah. I love that.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, that's across the board everywhere we go, no matter where people are from. Mm-hmm. That same experience is true for everyone.
Yeah.
There's a song called Everything Changes at the end of the show, and I think that's kind of like the main motto of the show. Everything does change. You can always get out of a situation that is making you unhappy. There are ways to be lifted up by your friends and the community around you to you know, elevate your circumstances and things like that. That it's everyone, no matter what they've gone through, can relate to feeling stuck somewhere and then hopefully eventually getting out of it. Or maybe there are people in the audience that still feel stuck, and this show reaches them in a way that you know, they say to themselves, okay, I'm going to go out and actually get what I want and what I deserve, as opposed to feeling small and like you can't get out of those situations. And I think that is really important.
Let me just go back to something that I thought of and then I should have mentioned at the time and then I forgot to, which is, so you both worked together on Jesus Christ Superstar, is that true?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. really cool.
We made our first entrance in the same side of the stage. So there were like four of us back there. It was me, Melody, I don't know, there were a couple of people. Actually, Sarah Bareilles was on our side, too, for the first entrance into the show. And so we had a lot of time together.
Yeah,
which is
so
fun.
I mean, that must be really interesting.
Then. Yeah, when I found out she was coming out, I was so
start
excited.
To cross again.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure. You know, we I think we all had a really great experience on Jesus Christ Superstar Live, but Christine was definitely one of the people who I admired, and I just, you know, when we were together, it was like, you know, there was a comfort, and I knew that I liked her. I knew I liked her immediately. It was very easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, like, same here.
Yeah, so then when I knew that I was coming on tour, I was like, hey, girl.
Yeah.
Like, I texted her immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the only thing about these
great.
Shows when they were doing, I guess they're going to still, I don't know, they were doing them a lot, and now they're not doing them as much, but is that they're live on TV, and that's exciting, and it's interesting, but it's what you guys do every night.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go out and do a live show.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, in that way, it's really not. I mean, I having that millions of people watching, I'm not dismissing that part of it. And yet, you are basically doing what you do every night.
Yeah. Well, and I think that the reason why Jesus Christ Superstar was so successful is that the director was a theater director. He directed a theatrical piece in a really interesting way to be filmed, but it was a stage production and it was filled with an ensemble of Broadway actors. And so all of us knew how to, you know, pull up and figure out how to do this massive thing. And the director knew how to direct musical theater. And then he had help with people saying, well, we can't really do that because the camera will be coming in this way. And I think the reason that it was so successful is that really, truly was a collaboration between Broadway actors and you know, theater people and TV people.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone came together to create this experience, which was It was just, I mean, honestly, it was the craziest I've ever felt on stage, probably. I mean, it was insane. Like, man, when that cross opened up and John Legend walked through,
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The live audience went, I mean, I've never felt anything like that. I've never heard anything like that. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Which then affected our energy. And I don't think I've ever been pumped up that.
Oh, me.
And I've done live, like, I've done concerts and whatever with like Arrested Development and whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And I've done like the Tokyo Jazz Fest, like Herbie Hancock and Chaka Khan. And I've never felt anything like that.
It was insane. It was insane.
Well, Waitress is on stage at Proctor's in Schenectady through the 16th of June. Christine Dwyer, Melody A. Betts, I thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure. Have a beautiful week. I can't wait to see the show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks very much. Take care. Again, Waitress on stage at Proctor's. Proctor's.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.